KUT 98.3 FM. So, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Now we are on the Montreal Media Co-op segment. And we will have soon Mikey Boston with us. Mikey Boston is an underground hip-hop artist, activist, and photographer based in Montreal. His projects currently revolve around human rights and civil liberties, while he is currently undertaking project concerning apartheid within the occupied territories. His work specifically dive into indigenous struggles for land, freedom, dignity, and self-determination, hearing directly from the voices and experiences of indigenous activists like himself. If we have Mikey Boston tonight, it's because he's playing on a show with other groups like AB Normal, like individual or groups like AB Normal, Archaea Verbal, Micro Army, and Tezologic. So we have right now Mikey Boston. Mikey, you're there?
Yes, thank you for having me on your show.
So Mikey, you're playing tonight?
I'm playing tonight. We're going to be having a wonderful set tonight of hip-hop, grassroots hip-hop, revolutionary hip-hop, rebel music hip-hop, a collective of culturalized hip-hop coming from the Latin perspective as well. So you have a mix of Francophone hip-hop, Anglophone hip-hop, Hispanic Latin hip-hop, Anglophone hip-hop. You've got it all tonight. So hopefully if you can come down to the show at 1800 Les Tourneaux in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve, please come down, Metro Pineuf or Metro Frontenac. Take the bus all the way up. Come on down. Have a good time. Hip-hop is a conscious movement, and definitely all the people are invited, especially those who are part of activist groups in Montreal.
Mikey, can you talk about your music and your politics?
Okay. Hip-hop is the medium that I use, which is a medium that I feel is a very competitive medium to be doing music in, because hip-hop is full of haters. Hip-hop is full of people who will always be testing your skills. People are always putting you on the spot. Hip-hop is a form of activism, political activism, and that's in which where I actually involve my activism, which is from the local perspective to the international perspective, whether it's talking about gentrification in Saint-Henri, which is the neighborhood that I grew up in. I was born in Little Burgundy, Saint-Henri, lived most of my life in Saint-Henri, later moved to New York City and Brooklyn. And Brooklyn, New York City itself is going through a form of gentrification itself. And now I reside proudly in Pointe St. Charles. And Pointe St. Charles is another neighborhood that's going through gentrification. So these are local political aspects that I'm, you know, trying to fight against. And I use music, especially hip-hop, which is the medium that I do it in, to express that. My politics on an international scale would be, you know, the right for all people, regardless of color, skin, race, class, hierarchy, because there should be no hierarchy. People should be equal, but equal in a plane where we have equality and civil rights for all, education for all children, that no child should be left behind. And I feel that it's quintessential, after having been a high school and elementary teacher for 6 years as well, that human beings, children, have dignity. Children don't have to go to work to support their families in other countries, that they have the right to food, education, clean water, clean clothing, schooling, literacy, and the right to live a normal life, which is something that they don't have. So the activism is something that I actually practice on a local scale and on a global scale.
How you're placing the music in that context? How the music was useful for that struggle?
I feel that if you're an artist or if you have the talent and the skill, you may not have the connection, but you may have the talent and the skill to do hip-hop or to produce hip-hop or to do something. Even if you're not a hip-hop artist, if you're an artist, you're a painter, you play acoustic guitar, you have a voice. Your voice can be channeled through a flute, or your voice could be channeled through a trumpet, your voice could be channeled through jazz or rock or soul or reggae, so on and so forth, whatever medium of music you're doing. But I feel that the artist has a certain responsibility, a certain liability that he, she is giving back to the world. I learned from a comedian, Russell Peters, who learned from his idol that comedy or humor is a gift. And you need to share that gift with the world to make people laugh and smile, because they don't have it. And it's a service for them, actually. You can make somebody's day just by making jokes that they can connect to. In the same way, you can make somebody's day or make somebody come to a certain realization when they hear your conscious words in your music, be it hip-hop, be it gospel, be it whatever you're doing. And I feel that the microphone, and that's why I call myself not Mickey, but Mikey, as in microphone key, the key to the microphone, which is, I'm trying to say that the microphone is my instrument, my voice is my instrument, and I use my hip-hop with the microphone to convey to the world certain atrocities or injustices that are happening locally or globally.
Can you talk about the other persons who will play tonight a little bit?
The other artist, one of the groups that is coming down, actually, is a group from Toronto. It's known as Canada's Anarchist Hip Hop Group. We did a track together entitled Money, and Money was a track that I did with this group that I'm mentioning called Test Their Logic, which is a group comprised of two Toronto MCs who basically talk about the struggle with Turtle Island, talk about the struggle of the indigenous people. And so it was fitting for me to actually collaborate with Test Their Logic, who is one of the groups who actually released their album called A. Definitely, if you are somebody who is really into that genre of rebel music or that genre of politically charged hip-hop, then definitely you are going to be pleased to hear Test Their Logic. We will also be performing our track entitled Money. Alquimia Verbal is a Latin Hispanic hip-hop band. Two brothers, actually, who are from Mexico, who have been in Montreal for, I believe, 8 years, and are very socially conscious in context of what is going on in Tijuana, what is going on with the war on drugs, what is happening in their country, what is happening in greater Latin America, what is happening globally. And so this group is a fitting group because it's a group that actually brings a Latin meld, an Afro-Latin soul to their hip-hop. So you're not, don't always expect a certain standard hip-hop from them. They don't just do that, but they use their talent and skill to bring hip-hop from their culture, from their Mexican background. And so this has really touched base with the Montreal Hispanic community. Also, we have Micro Armé, which is another politically charged hip-hop band consisting of many members and utterly talented members who can dance, who bring another element to their set because they're able to dance, they're able to move, they beatbox, so they bring words in French and they bring it to you live. So even if you didn't understand French, you would know where they're going with their music. Finally, Abby Normal is a local hip hop artist who was very attached to Rhymesayer's Atmosphere, who was who is still and will always be, you know, not just on the Rhymesayer's record label, but is an artist that she actually grew up and was mentored by. So she's been very close to Atmosphere, and it's been really fitting to have her bring her element. And it's important to have a female francophone hip-hop artist from Micro Armé, and it's really beautiful to have a female hip-hop artist in the Anglophone side to complete the show. And of course, I will be not just performing in tonight's show, but also hosting it. So definitely come on down. You will get a beautiful element of hip-hop tonight.
So thank you very much, Mikey.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me. Hopefully everyone can come down. Please check out MikeyBoston.com for, you know, more political information going on in Montreal and the graffiti hip-hop b-boy scene.
So you was hearing from Mikey Boston. If you want to go to the show, it's 1800 Letourneau Corner, La Fontaine, in what we like to call Hochelag. So now we will listen talking about Tesla Logic, an interview that our colleague from the Vancouver Media Co-op, Don Polly, did with Testament from Tesla Logic and Sakura Saunders. Sakura Saunders is from Protest Barrick, and rapper Testament was in his van gearing up for a performance last Friday night at the Raison Café. In a short interview with the Vancouver Media Co-op, Sakura and Testament talk about their tour. Testament gave a sneak preview of his new track, Blaine is Dead.
Testament of Tesla Logic, tell me about the Blaine is Dead tour.
Yeah, doing some Blaine is Dead touring across Canada, so-called Canada, with Sakura from protestbarrack.net. Tesla Logic just did a track called Blaine is Dead. It's going to be released pretty soon. Kind of calling out Blaine culture, gold mining, barrack gold specifically, and then gold, as an industry, and then as a currency and all that other shit. So, we kind of came up with this idea to cross the country doing workshops and, talking about bling, doing shows and connecting with different communities. And then hopefully we're going to build a mixtape called the Bling's Dead Mixtape and just kind of shift the culture of hip hop from one of, materialism where, everyone's rocking their grills and chains and all that other bullshit, and into something more conscious and relevant.
Cool. And Sakura, can you tell me about the kind of organizing you guys have been doing and where you've been in the last couple of weeks?
Sure. Well, we started in Toronto, up through Sudbury, and basically made our way west all the way to Victoria, going as far north as Wet'suwet'en territory, north of Prince George. And we've been doing a number of different types of workshops and performances. The main performance is, of course, the hip hop show featuring Bling is Dead, as well as many other conscious songs. And we also offered a number of workshops. So one was about the Canadian mining industry. So basically a 101 where we talked about international struggles against Barrick as well as Goldcorp, as well as local struggles against mining corporations here, largely Indigenous-led. And then we also did a workshop called Raising the Stakes. And it was about building escalating campaigns to win demands, in the context of larger struggles, larger struggles against capitalism, larger struggles, against gold mining or whatever it is, trying to help lead facilitated conversations with activists in various communities. And what we basically would do is we'd talk to them about some campaigns that inspired us. We would brainstorm with everyone at the workshop what the local issues were. And then using some of the tools that we described, we would basically strategize these fantasy campaigns. And we'd break people up in groups of two or three, and they'd pick one of the issues that we brainstorm and strategize a timeline around kind of a dream campaign. And it was just a way of, getting people locally to talk to each other, and then also share what both me and Testament think is one of the funnest parts about organizing, which is doing the strategizing work. And that was really invigorating and wonderful to just find out what all the issues were across the country, and really have inspiring conversations with everyone along the way.
Cool. Okay, so I'm going to turn this over to Testament, who might give us a little intro to Bling is Dead. He's doing a show on Friday, September 16th at the Rhizome, and doors are at 7. And it's going to be a great show. So here's a little preview for all our listeners.
Yeah. So this is from Bling is Dead, which is a track we put out just right before the Barrick AGM. Rock that shit on Bay Street. And it goes something like this. We don't need no more dirty gold, 20 tons of toxic waste for every ring that's sold. Exploration, devastation, Earth's getting probed by Bay Street mining companies with no soul. They want it all, pillage every last inch, blow the world to bits, turning mountains into pits, spilling toxic waste in the rivers, killing fish, turning water black, using mercenaries. Shit, and we don't even need it. It only has value because we believe it, like the money we spend. It's all fiat, and just like money, we can't eat it. Still billions starve while the mines expand. Either get displaced or die taking a stand. Colonization in every gold bank, because most gold is stolen from native land. Bling is murder. Bling is dead. Fuck getting rich. Get free instead. Bling is warfare. Bling kills kids to profit mercenary mining executives. Bling is murder. Bling is dead. Get that chain from around your neck. Bling is pompous. Bling is toxic. Bling's killing the earth. Come on, y'all, stop it. Yeah, that's that. That's Bling is Dead right there.
Vancouver.mediaclub.ca. So that was Don Pally from the Vancouver Media Club interviewing Sakura Saunders and Testament. So Testament will be playing also with Mickey Boston, 100-800 Les Corner La Fontaine et Schlag, as I was saying before. Now we'll be with Tim McSorley from the Montreal Music Club. We will talk very shortly about the next events of the Montreal Music Club. Hey Tim, you're with us?
Hi Christian, yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
I'm fine. And you?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
So can you talk about the next event of the Montreal Music Club?
Yeah, definitely. So next, our next event coming up is going to be on Wednesday, September 28th. That's next Wednesday. And it's going to be our next Montreal Media Co-op meetup. So what we've been doing is, since the Media Co-op started up, we've been doing community meetups in different neighborhoods around Montreal as a way to meet with people and talk about story ideas that they may have and issues that they're looking to have covered in their communities, and also how people can get involved in the Media Co-op, since it's an open organization and an open publishing site, so anyone can post their news stories or videos or photos. And so our next event is going to be on, as I said, on next Wednesday. And it's going to be a two-part event. The first part from 6:30 till about 8 o'clock, we're going to have the general kind of meetup where people will share story ideas and go into breakout groups and talk about different topics and ways of covering events around Montreal. And then from 8 till 9, I'm actually going to be offering a workshop on called Useful Tips for Writing Your News Story. So just some basics if people are interested in how to go from start to finish in writing a short news story. Nothing super investigative, but just some kind of useful starting tips for writing pieces. So that's going to be taking place at Cooper Concordia next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. And Cooper Concordia is at 1500 de Maisonneuve West, Suite 204. And, it's going from 6:30 till 9 o'clock. And if you're looking for more information, you can go on our website at montreal.mediaclub.ca. The second is we're also doing a funding drive on October 1st. We're going to be going out to a couple of neighborhoods in Montreal and stuffing mailboxes, definitely not those that have the no Publisac or no junk mail stickers on them, but we'll be passing out copies of the Dominion, about 1,000 copies of our last special issue on climate justice in different neighborhoods around Montreal, asking people to subscribe and sign up and just get involved in general with the Montreal Media Co-op and the Dominion. And we're looking for people who can help out. So we're actually going to have two meetup points. You can find out all about it on the Media Co-op site as well. But the first meetup point is going to be at 10:30 a.m. At the corner of Park Avenue and Villeneuve Street, so just one block north of Mount Royal. So, yeah, we're hoping lots of people come out. And after that, we're going to be hosting a dinner for all the volunteers with a dinner and a few drinks, just as a thank you for everyone who can come out and help us out to spread the words about cooperative media in Montreal.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
So that's about it for the Montreal Media Co-op segment.